You might remember when Harrisburg University of Science and Technology in Pennsylvania made headlines back in September when it blocked the use of social networking on campus for 5 days. Egads, no Facebook, no Twitter, no instant messaging. Well, now the university has done a postmortem and the results are in. Dr. Eric Darr is Executive Vice President and Provost at Harrisburg University of Science and Technology. The social media blackout was his idea. He joins us from the studios of WITF in Harrisburg. And Eric, first of all, remind us, there was some social networking of students and faculty used like their cell phones or laptops, but you blocked the school computers?
Correct. So it was those sites that could be accessed over the university network. But yes, if someone had a smartphone or there are public networks that are available two or three blocks down the street and someone could walk down there, or when they were at home, they certainly could access social media sites that way.
But did they participate? I mean, by and large, did students come in and use school computers? And in other words, could you tell that there was less usage of social networks?
Oh, absolutely. There was tremendously less usage. Several students voluntarily, even though they had smartphones or access at home, went along with the spirit of it and completely went cold turkey for a week. But while they were on campus, particularly and importantly for us, while they were in the classrooms, we don't allow cell phones to be used in
right.
the classrooms anyway, there was no access to social media, even though we are a laptop community. And so people could do their work on the laptops but not access the social media sites.
Right. So they couldn't get to Facebook, MySpace, Twitter, LinkedIn, any instant messaging. And what did you find? You did research. What did you find was sort of the overarching result?
The overarching result is that social media has pluses and minuses, strengths and weaknesses, but it also has the great ability to take over one's life if not managed. And I think both faculty, staff, students, everybody agreed that that was the case.
Right, because they found what? They found that they felt a little less stressed out if they didn't have access to these sites?
Well, in the survey that was taken after the blackout itself, roughly one quarter of the students reported feeling less stressed when they didn't have to routinely check Facebook. They felt better able to concentrate on their studies. And interestingly, 5 or 6% of them said they ate better and they exercised more.
Huh.
So in general, a much healthier lifestyle. The things that are happening today, we're in the middle of finals week, and 4 or 5 students have come up to me and said, you know, I've completely gone without Facebook this week because I learned back in September I was less stressed and better able to concentrate on my academics. And so during finals, I'm giving it up.
And in the survey, you found that 23% of students found that their lectures were more interesting if they didn't have access to social media. 25% of the students reported better concentration. Schoolwork was given a higher priority. 21% of students used the time that they usually spent on Facebook to do homework. 10% used the time they spent on Facebook to actually read online news. So you found that they were switching the time spent on social media to actually doing work.
Correct. Actually focusing on their studies, paying attention to what you probably would expect them to pay attention to in the university, and more broadly, being interested in the world around them and actually having the time or taking the time and prioritizing to read about the world around them rather than just their little group of friends that they might connect with on social media.
In fact, as you were doing the study, how much time did you find students and teachers had been spending on social networking sites?
The results indicate that the average amount of time that a student spent on social media was 3 to 5 hours a day, but it could be upwards of 20 hours a day.
Right. You found 40% of student respondents spent between 11 and 20 hours a day using social media sites.
It begs the question, how could they successfully do their studies, live their life, get groceries, all the other things that one needs to do when you're spending that many hours on social media?
But then what about the faculty?
Interestingly, the faculty perhaps spend even more time on social media. You know, it raises the question, how do you define spending time on social media? Does that mean you're actively on the site, or does that mean you have it open, or you routinely check it on your cell phone? It's hard to know exactly what the results suggest, other than clearly the results say that people spend an awful lot of time out of every day on social media sites.
Yeah. And so you ask, is it addictive? But you also explore whether or not it really works in doing what people think they're doing, which is being more social. What did people, students and faculty, tell you about actually having to talk to people face-to-face when the social networking sites were removed?
They enjoyed it, interestingly enough. Many noted that they talked to people in a way that they hadn't before. One woman noted that she actually had to talk to a male student in class, and she didn't like that experience, which, okay, we understand that, right? But the face-to-face conversations, which somehow had gotten lost in the reliance on social media, students enjoyed that as if they were on a vacation and they could try something that they hadn't tried before, going old school, if you will.
There is one note that's kind of fun when one student said, you know, I actually had to talk to a professor.
When I was in school, that was expected. And today, because it's much work happens on the laptop and through content management systems or other technologies that are on the laptop, because conversations happen over social media, these face-to-face conversations don't take place perhaps as much as one would think anymore.
Well, as part of the blackout, you had a summit. What did you as a school learn? I mean, did anything really surprise you?
I think what did the university really take away from this is the need to be proactive in our management of an education around social media. So perhaps, a year ago, during student orientation, we never really had a module or a set of guidelines around social media. Well, beginning in the spring semester, we will.
Well, and how about, you know, maybe even a quiet room, a place where students can go where there just will be no social media?
That's a question that, interestingly, that's been posed to our student government, which is really a powerful way if it's kind of peer-led, if you will, mm-hmm. student-led.
But did you have anyone who said, you know what, I think that's a bunch of hooey. I use Facebook and it helps me in work. It helps me in my studies. Did you have the other opinion as well?
We did. We had faculty that perhaps relied too heavily on Facebook specifically and not perhaps so much on office hours or recitation sections. But on the other side of it, there are several faculty that heretofore had never used Facebook and now are interested in experimenting with it, which for me is a terrific outcome.
After all, you are Harrisburg University of Science and Technology.
That's exactly right.
And Dr. Eric Darr is Executive Vice President and Provost at Harrisburg. Dr. Darr, thanks so much.
Thank you very much for having me.